Hey there, welcome to Girl Makes Fire, your go-to podcast for practical tools and solutions for the everyday challenges of being a creative and spiritual entrepreneur living in a material world. If you're a mission-driven, purpose-aligned, spirit-drenched creative, or a small business owner who's equal parts woo-woo and badass girl boss, or if you're just getting started becoming any of those things, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Deborah C. Smith. I'm a holistic business coach and the owner of several successful small businesses, and I'm here to offer you support with creativity, mindset, daily practices, and getting into imperfect action so you too can find balance while building your dream business. Let's dive in. Welcome back, my beautiful entrepreneurs and makers of cool things. Thank you so much for listening. I'm really excited. I've gotten a bunch of downloads. It's like wild to be doing this. So thank you so much for being here and being on this journey with me. I'm all about celebrating the journey of entrepreneurs and creativity and just exploring strategies that we can use to overcome challenges and really thrive in our unique businesses. So in today's episode, we're going to get real about how cultivating an abundance mindset is totally transformative, and in my humble opinion, it's critical for success on your entrepreneurial journey. So I really just want to dissect it, right? Let's first talk about the word mindset. It's a really buzzy word in online marketing space. I'm sure you've heard people say this before, but I will repeat it anyways because it's so totally true. You know, you can have a beautiful website and a perfectly aligned marketing funnel and all the right power words and dialed in SEO, and you can have an incredible solution to a common problem that a lot of people need help with, but really none of it will matter if your mindset is one of lack or failure or fear or insecurity, or if you're playing victim and laying blame in the world. So your mindset is the way that you perceive things to be. There's habits that our mind forms based on previous experience. So your mindset is a habitual or characteristic mental attitude that really determines how you will interpret and respond to any given situation. So, you know, in a nutshell, your mindset is your mental attitude. Your mindset shapes your perception of challenges and opportunities. So when we have a lack mentality or a glass half empty view of things, it's easy to see negative things that are happening in the world or in your life or inside your business as happening to you, right? And then it becomes easy to look for the forces outside yourself to blame. And that becomes sort of a downward spiral. When we have an abundance mindset or a positive mental outlook, you can maintain resilience in the face of challenges or setbacks, seeing them as learning experiences rather than failures. As an entrepreneur, let's just face it head on, ladies. There will be no shortage of challenges and obstacles to overcome. So adopting an abundance mindset at the outset of running your business is really a critical tool for your success. It will help you to not only overcome those obstacles, but having an abundance mindset will help you to see the peers in your industry as connections rather than competition, and then build relationships, which will eventually drive your success. It will help you foster creativity, embrace problem solving, and adapt to an ever-changing landscape and, you know, circumstances that are out of your control. So ultimately, all of those things can lead to greater success and fulfillment in your entrepreneurial journey. So I think we can all agree that it feels better to have a positive attitude, right? You can sort of feel it in your body when you don't let the small stuff drag you down. When you have a major setback, but you're able to laugh and just keep going. When unforeseen circumstances totally dismantle your plans, having an abundance mindset is going to allow you to respond with grace and flexibility rather than to go on the attack and or react in a way that may cause harm or discomfort. So it's a really powerful tool. It can help in so many ways. So today in this episode, we're going to practice cultivating an abundance mindset. So I'm just going to share a few tips with you about how you can get into that mindset, how you can learn to really switch to that abundance mindset when you're in these sticky situations. And I'm going to share a gratitude ritual with you that I use all the time. But have you ever watched that show Shark Tank? I'm sure if you're working to build and grow a business that you're at least familiar with the concept, right? So small business owners approach multi-million dollar investors, right, the sharks, and they pitch their idea to them in the hopes of getting an offer of investment in their business. So usually by the time an entrepreneur gets booked on Shark Tank as a guest or as a, you know, competitor, they've typically already been in business for years and they're typically are working to grow exponentially with the help of the shark. To succeed in getting a deal, you really have to know every single number inside your business. You need to know your profits and losses, but also exactly how much an item will cost, how much, you know, you can expect in retail revenue that year, and the following years, up to 5 years. You need to know total debt, your marketing budget, numbers of online users, projected sales. You just need to know it all to be able to impress these guys and get them interested in working with you. But far more than that, you need to appear really confident, consistent, and resilient, and really be able to prove to these sharks that you're going to be able to keep it that way and that you are worth investing in. So only 25% of entrepreneurs who go on that show ever get a deal. And the number that succeed is actually lower than that because a lot of them fall through after the show ends or they may not lead to significant business growth. So I love watching this show because you can really almost see the mindset of the contestant written right on their faces. So when the sharks start to push back and start trying to really haggle and, you know, cut out some of their, you know, ask for a higher percentage or want a dollar per item sale or whatever it is that they do, people either strengthen up and really, you know, negotiate and hold their line, or they start to crumble. And you can see people whose mindset is one of resilience and one of abundance and one of preparedness. And you can see when people are really like, oh man, these guys are trying to take all my money. You know, they're coming at me, they're attacking me, when their mindset is one of lack or just not being able to handle the pressure of it or the rejection of it. And I believe it's in that moment of that real challenge that mindset is everything. Because with the proper mindset, even a rejection or rejection after rejection won't matter. Because if you truly believe in your product or your service, then you'll have 100% rock solid can-do mindset. And that can't be ruined by whether or not you get the deal. So the people who have reached that level, they're going to be a success one way or the other. If you're busy building your own small business, then you probably already know how important it is to fuel your body with high quality nutrition. Nothing is worse than having an important deadline and feeling exhausted or battling fog brain. That's why I love Saqqara Life's signature nutrition program. I get all the benefits of nutritious plant-based meals, such as glowing skin, better sleep, and feeling more energized without having to spend a ton of time on meal prep. That means I can take care of business and still have time for all the other things I love. Get 20% off your first order with Saqqara when you use the link in the show notes and the code XODEB at checkout. There's a brilliant and somewhat controversial entrepreneur named Mickey Agrawal, who is the founder of three very successful companies. Ladies, if you have never heard Mickey speak, look her up. This woman is inspiring in her very fierce approach. She's a disruptor of industries and patterns of business that no longer work in today's marketplace. And she really is an inspiration for really forging your own path, not letting other people's opinions slow you down. She's been up against so many wild challenges. I'll link to her personal site and her business sites in my show notes. So her first business was Eat Drink Wild, and it offered DIY vegan pizzas. So you could order the pizza and then have the ingredients delivered for a vegan pizza that you could then make yourself. But because, you know, vegan content was hard to source at that time, it was a little bit ahead of its time, but they made it work and it was very successful. Her second business is Thinks. If you haven't heard of Thinks, that's the company that put best-in-class period underwear on the market for women. So there was a lot of controversy around the product itself, just normalizing talk about periods and removing the shame that so many women experience about this very natural and revolutionary process that is happening monthly inside of our bodies. They used really controversial marketing, including a very famous rollout of print ads in the New York City subway station with a lot of not skinny model type women, you know, women of every shape and size and color, just in these products, in these underwear. But they plastered the New York City subway. So it was like the only thing you saw for if you ever rode the subway for like, you know, a year. It was kind of brilliant. But so in the early days of Thinx, they were headquartered at the Sterrett Lehigh building in Chelsea in Manhattan. And this is a neighborhood in New York City. And my first business, the Green Pirate Juice Truck, was permanently parked there at that point. So we opened in 2007. But by 2017, that's where the truck stayed. It never even moved from there. It was on the 15th floor. It's another story for another podcast. But because we served all made to order, vegan, customizable, you know, plant-based meals, Mickey became a regular customer of mine. She was just really inspiring to watch her, how she handled her upward climb to massive success, like $100 million companies. But before Mickey found success with any of her companies, she brought her business ideas to dozens of investors who rejected them. She truly attributed her mindset to her success and her growth against all odds. So she has a great quote that I have here, which is, she says, "At first I felt so ashamed when I would get a rejection, as if my value was tied to this other person's opinion. But after a series of rejections from investors, I realized it's not personal. It's their opinion about whether my idea will work or not, but it's not based in fact. They can decide not to invest in me, but it doesn't mean that my idea isn't powerful or that I won't be successful. It simply means that they won't profit when I do. So rather than complain about it, I learned to get creative and start coming up with innovative solutions." I love that quote so much because I can remember dozens of times at the onset of my own personal entrepreneurial journey where I felt truly defeated. Like there was no possible way I was going to get through the moments that I was in. You know, the first business that I created was a mobile food vending truck in New York City that served fresh squeezed juices and smoothies. So sort of a crazy idea at the time. There was nothing like it. And it was a severely mission-driven business. It was not nearly well enough researched. We didn't really understand the mobile food vending industry and how rugged it was going to be. But my partner at the time and I had this mindset of, you know, unstoppable. We just could not be told no. So, you know, getting a permit to operate in the city at that time was really challenging. We applied with the Department of Consumer Affairs, but we were put on this waiting list. And essentially we were told that we would need to wait until somebody died and freed up a permit because there was no more permits and you were just on this list forever waiting. At that point, we had already poured tens of thousands of dollars into remodeling an old postal truck to retrofit it into a rolling kitchen. We had secured parking, hired painters, purchased juicers, like industrial juicers at that time were $3,000 a piece. We were designing menus. It was just a shock to find out that we might not actually be able to open for business and recoup any of this money because we couldn't get the permit, right? So, but we were so determined. We had this can do anything mindset. We had this crazy vision board that we looked at daily. We had drawn out exactly what the truck would look like. And we had drawn and put like, you know, images of customers waiting in line to buy green juices. And we were just so determined. We were young, we were naive, and we were unstoppable in our minds. And so we did not take no for an answer. We started asking around and digging and talking to other, you know, older men who had been in the business forever and asking them, how do they get their permit? And finally we found out the system itself is very corrupt. And the only way to get a permit was to technically quote lease a permit from a quote business partner, right? Which meant really there's some guy sitting on a permit someplace in deep Queens or Brooklyn that will take your cash to let you use it for 1 year, right? And so it was this underground hustle. In what it literally looked like for us was a back alley handshake deal where we handed over a huge wad of cash to a total stranger. And I just, you know, I couldn't believe that we were doing it. It felt totally sketchy. I would not advise doing this ever in any way. I recall being terrified during the whole thing. But the point is, we had this abundance mindset and believed that we could make it work. And so we went and did it even against all of those odds. So ultimately, when you have a positive mindset or an abundance mindset, it's so much easier to overcome bad news such as, nope, sorry, you didn't get the investment, or nope, sorry, despite all the money you've spent, you're not going to be able to open because, you know, this system is broken or rigged. Sorry, better luck next time. I mean, these are types of things that happen during your entrepreneurial journey, you will likely encounter some type of failure or setback or disappointment that's going to feel gargantuan. And so at that moment, the best possible tool you have at your disposal would be a positive attitude and a way, look, you know, the ability to pivot and see this as a lesson or an opportunity. So how do you get there, even in the midst of these most challenging of circumstances? Well, that brings me to today's practice part. I've got three tips for how to shift your mindset and go from feeling devastated at the way things are turning out to feeling motivated to take action that can possibly help turn things around. So tip number one is to visualize success. The power of visualization is so massive. So when you have a mental image of what you're planning to create or manifest or experience, it's much easier to stay focused on all the steps that you need to take and that are going to help you to stay positive as you work towards your goals and maybe need to overcome challenges along that journey. So you could do this by drawing an image, like we drew the picture of our juice truck when we wanted to build it. You could do this by coordinating a vision board, either cutting and pasting out images from magazines or using a design program such as Canva to make one virtually or digitally. Or you could even pin things on Pinterest and make a Pinterest board and really start to accumulate images. But ultimately, visualization is a really great way to shift into a positive mindset. Focus on what you're heading towards, not what you're lacking. Okay, tip number two is to seek support and inspiration. So when you're down and out, I can't stress this enough, the importance of surrounding yourself with positive influences, positive affirmations, seeking support from mentors or like-minded individuals. I really encourage you to seek out motivational resources like books and podcasts or online communities that you can actually connect with other people where you'll feel supported as you're working on building your business. This really helps to get into a positive mindset and an abundance mindset because you feel like you're with your people and, you know, things are more fun. Okay, and then tip number three is to practice gratitude every single day. And I want to share with you just a very simple practice that I use on a daily basis. So, you know, cultivating gratitude is extremely powerful. There have been lots of studies that show that gratitude and a gratitude practice have profound benefits on your life. It's been associated with improved mental and physical health and happier relationships. So every single day you can do a very simple gratitude ritual that will help you to return to that abundance mindset again and again. So I'm going to just talk you through it right now. You could pause the recording and actually do this later, or you can just remember to come back to this and practice it with me. Or once you do it, you might just remember to do it again and again. So here it goes. I will talk you through it. So first, you're going to sit comfortably in a sacred or quiet space, maybe potentially in nature if you have that possible, but maybe just a little cozy nook in your house where you have, you know, privacy, peace of mind. And I want you to spend a few minutes centering yourself. You could do this by meditating, right? Taking several very deep breaths. You could do this by just conducting a body scan, really move through all the parts of your body, starting from your toes, you know, all the way up through your legs, your calves, all the way from tip of your toes to top of your head. Just scan your body. You could do this by earthing, which is really just kind of grounding your feet on the earth or touching a tree, something like that. You could get into this meditative space by drawing or chanting or any other method that you feel comfortable with. But the idea is to spend like 3 or 4 minutes just centering yourself and get grounded. Then in your journal, you write a list of all of the things that you're grateful for. And you can think of as many as possible, no matter how small or how large, you can write in it as much detail as you want to. So if there are people on your gratitude list, you can think of ways in which you feel grateful for them and be really detailed. Like, why are you grateful for them? If you're thinking about, you know, your health, how specific can you get? Are you grateful for how much your lungs can expand? Are you grateful that your hair hasn't turned gray? Are you grateful that you have, you know, a really comfortable chair to sit in? Maybe it's a partner that really you're grateful for and something specific that they did that day. Really get into the details and just probably block out about 10 minutes to just write in your journal and list as many ways that you feel grateful that you can come up with. And then take a moment to think about how you can express your gratitude to those people, places, or things. And it might be as simple as just gazing at something, right? Or maybe it's calling a friend and saying, I'm just so grateful for you. I'm really feeling gratitude for your friendship. Maybe it's telling that partner, hey, that little thing you did for me this morning really meant a lot to me. I'm grateful. So that's it. It's so simple. You write down all the things you're grateful for, and then you find a way to express your gratitude in an outward action. And for best results, I would do this as often as you can, but really no less than once a month. So really try to spend time on this gratitude practice. It becomes a fountain of abundance. And it's something that once you get into it, feels so good in your body. It feels so juicy and just overflowing. And it really will help you come back to that abundance mentality. So even when the chips are down and times are tough and you're having, you know, mega challenges with your business or struggling or your technology won't work, or, you know, you mess up an email to a client, gets sent without their name in it, or you mischarge somebody, or you promise a delivery date that you can't make. I mean, there's so many little things that we do inside business that make us feel, you know, terrible and like we're going to die. And when those things happen, it's great to be able to refer back to this super duper positive list of things that you're grateful for that are going well in your life. And remember that, oh, I am in balance. I'm doing okay. I have all of these things. And listen, if you are up against it and you don't have anything in your life that you can find gratitude for, look up in the sky, look out into nature, and just be grateful for the leaves on the trees. Be grateful for the rain that comes from the clouds. Be grateful when the sun is shining. You know, be grateful for the breath in your lungs. Like, there's just so much that we can focus on with gratitude. So that's it, you guys. My three tips for cultivating an abundance mindset is: one, visualize success; two, seek community support and inspiration; and three, practice your gratitude as often as possible. So yeah, that's it for today. That's going to do it for this episode. I just want to tell you that I really believe in this mindset stuff. I mean, as an entrepreneur of now going on 20 years, cultivating an abundance mindset has probably been one of the more powerful shifts in my success. It just gets you out of all of these traps of the ego, and it frees you from feeling like you're a victim, and it empowers you to realize that you can take action in any moment. Every single breath, you have the opportunity to change the way that you're reacting to a situation and take a positive approach to it. So, you know, I really encourage you to cultivate this, these practices, build a resilient can-do attitude as you approach your business. And allow that to be, you know, sort of wind beneath your wings on your entrepreneurial journey. All right, my friends, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of Girl Makes Fire. And I'm excited because I've started booking guests. So I look forward to sharing some of that in the coming months. But, you know, remember, no matter what you're facing, your mindset has the power to fuel your success. So keep believing in yourself, stay resilient, keep making those flames burn ever brighter. And until next time, stay inspired and may you be vibrant. Love you all, and I'm so grateful for having you with me on this journey.